Okay, so Brenda, can you tell me a little bit about some of the trauma you went through in your life and the process that you went through to try and get help?
Yes. I found out that I was suffering with bipolar illness and also post-traumatic stress. I went to a clinic because one day I was walking around the house with my clothes inside out, one shoe on, one shoe off, and one of my friends came to visit, a nurse. So she said, something's not right. And they know that I have been acting a little strange for a period of time. So she asked who was my doctor, and she called him. They said, take her to the hospital immediately. At the hospital, they decided that I needed to be in treatment. So I started in treatment with the mental health clinic, a community mental health clinic. And I have been with them for actually over 15 years. And I feel that working with them in group therapy, working in individual therapy, taking medication, and good health, eating correctly, resting, reading materials that will help me to self-educate myself. These are some things that have helped me through my trauma. A supportive family was also important. And as I say, I'm spiritual, so the Lord helped.
Right. And you also mentioned in your talk today that that mental health runs in your family.
Yes, it does. Unfortunately, that's something that we have a generational curse with.
What do you think the state or some of the institutions could be doing to help others who, you know, suffer from these problems and also go through trauma?
I feel like they can take the individuals serious and take it one day at a time, work with each individual, and ask them, as we have said today, what happened to you? And that will help a great deal.
And what brought you here today at this Trauma Matters conference to share your experiences?
I'm a trauma peer for the state of Delaware. And being a trauma peer for the state of Delaware, I've always been interested in things that are dealing with trauma. And Trauma Matters was an area that I focused on. And one of my supervisors told me that she was going to be at the conference, and she asked me if I would like to speak. And I told her I definitely would, and that's how I got here.
What motivated you to be a trauma peer to begin with?
A lady friend was talking about trauma peers and what they do in the state of Delaware, and if we knew anyone that was interested, to let her know. And she was speaking at one of the meetings, a community meeting. So another friend of mine said to me one day, you know, I am a trauma peer. And she says, I think you would make an excellent one, Brenda. And I said, I heard about trauma peers. Tell me more about it. So then I called for an application. And from there, here I am.
And what else do you do to help, you know, other women who've also gone through traumatic experiences?
I try to support them, encourage them, advocate for them, help them set goals for themselves, give them self-help information, follow up with them on areas that they feel they have need to make advancements in, such as if they need home, education, food, rental assistance, anything such as that, I give them resource materials.
And what do you think is the most important thing you've learned having, you know, overcome all these experiences and getting involved in all these efforts?
I feel that now I have freedom of mind. I have a freedom, and it surpasses all understanding. And I think that that is one thing that I have achieved. And it's very important to be at peace with yourself.